Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Gene Marks back on the show. Gene's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to small business, the editor of Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. He's a contributing columnist for so many different publications, Forbes.com, New York Times, and on and on and on. I think maybe he's got a column with Grit, maybe one with Mad Magazine. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask you about that. Gene Marks, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So you don't write for Grit or Mad Magazine, though, right? But you should.
No, but I've always been a long-term fan.
What's funny? One of my older grandson came up to me the other day and acted like he had just discovered Alfred E. Newman for the first time, and nobody else knew about it.
Yeah, I was always a big fan of Mad Magazine when I was a kid.
When you were a kid, I loved Alfred E. Newman, I remember when he said he walked up to me and said something about what, me worry? He was introducing me to that. So that was pretty funny.
True, and I like the comics as well, and the fold-ins and the back cover and all that. You know, you talk about comics, just to be clear, and just a shameless plug. So every Monday morning, I have a weekly column in the New York Times, newyorktimes.com, called This Week in Small Business. And what it does is it recaps all the different things that happened that previous week that would affect a small business owner like me and my clients.
It's pretty handy. I've been there. I've seen it. And it's pretty handy. And I think I even found myself there one time.
Oh, I think you might even be in it this week, Jim.
Something about that I embarrassed myself somewhere. I don't remember exactly what you said, but anyway. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Let's talk about some tips for our folks. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's funny. I am a CPA, and I've been a CPA since I graduated college back in 1986. But I want you and your listeners to know that I'm not a very good CPA. You know, I don't practice public accounting. I don't pay a lot of good attention to detail. So keep that in mind as we talk about some of the topics. Because I did want to talk about taxes. Right. Whatever we talk about, you're going to want to make sure you verify and talk to your own CPA. But every good business owner that I know, Jim, they know about taxes. They don't necessarily have to be CPAs, but taxes take 30, 40, sometimes 50% of the income away from us.
Yeah.
It is the largest expense that we have.
It sucks the capital right out of our businesses.
Yeah, that's right. And the smart guys that I know that I work with, they're not necessarily detailed tax experts. They have tax accountants to do that for them. But they know the tax issues, and they're well aware of them. And I think we should all be well aware of the tax issues. And there's a few things that business owners can be doing now that I'm seeing them do to save some money even before the end of the year happens in the next couple of weeks. And I thought, we'd take a few minutes.
Give us an example. What's the first one?
Well, I'd say the biggest one that comes to mind, and hopefully you've even talked about this before, is the Section 179 deduction. I mean, that is the number one thing that I'm seeing people do. And it's amazing how, I'll be out presenting to people or talking to business owners, and some people are looking at me and scratching their heads like they've never heard about it. So, I got to make sure that everyone is aware of what this deduction is and what it does. It really allows business owners like myself, I have a 10-employee company, to write off capital expenditures in many cases up to as much as $500,000.
Formerly depreciable items now are expensed in the year that you put them in service.
That is exactly right. So if you're buying computer hardware or software or equipment, or there's a whole list, furniture, a whole list of capital equipment that would fall under this this criteria, and there's plenty of them, instead of putting it on your books and only taking a tax deduction as it's, over 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, this allows you to write the entire thing off right now this year. So as you're looking to the end of the year, you want to consider doing it. And a couple of points on that. You don't have to actually pay for it either. If you want to buy something and you can finance it, you still get the tax deduction.
Yeah.
It has to be
put in service in the year that you plan to take. You don't have to pay for it in that year. But, for example, for 2010, you don't have to pay for it in 2010, but you do have to put it in service in 2010.
That's exactly right. So a perfect example is we had a client of ours just purchase a customer relationship management system from us, and they need to get that sort of up and running and installed before December 31 if they want to take the deduction for it. They actually don't plan on paying us, unfortunately, until January, but they can still get the deduction in December.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. So, well said. Hey Gene, give us the website, please.
I'm sorry?
Give us your website, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's quickerbetterwiser.com.
Quickerbetterwiser.com. Gene Marks and I will be right back. It's 20 till the hour. Gene's got at least a handful more of these important tax tips for you to think about when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.